Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of Daf, the show where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're looking at Pesachim 37, looking at how they bake bread. Rava said, what is Rav Yehuda's reasoning? It is written, and 10 women will bake your bread in one oven. This comes from Vayikra in the Tochacha. This teaches that only bread that is baked in a single oven is called bread, but bread that is not baked in a single oven is not called bread. This verse, the notes point out, describes the punishments that the Jewish people will suffer if they do not follow God's commandments. The simple meaning of the verse is that 10 women will have to bake their loaves together in a single oven in order to conserve wood, which will be in great shortage, Rashi points out. However, the phrase, your bread, is superfluous. Therefore, Rav Yehuda expounds it to derive that only bread that is baked in a single oven is deemed your bread. Bread that is first fried and then baked in an oven is not viewed as bread, as the Sefas MS also points out. The key focus and point to think about is the idea of bread. Bread is a staple. Bread is something that is usually eaten at all meals in some form. Bread is a basic sustenance to our life. And we should realize that in our own lives, what is our sustenance? What is our main source of life? What is our main driving force? That, of course, should be that of the Torah. Everything else should be secondary. Everything else should come second. We tend to think and we tend to ask people, what do you do? What is your occupation? What is your existence? Like, what do you do to make money? That's the first question we ask, but that's really not the most important thing. We should say, what is your occupation, really? What is your job? But not, what do you do? What do I do? I'm a Jewish person. I do mitzvahs, I do Torah, I do chesed, I run this, I run that. People who give shiurim or give podcasts could say they do that, or they write books or articles or whatever. That's what you do in your Jewish sphere. What you work at is not what you do. We should realize what our main purpose is, what our main occupation really should be, being that of Torah, involved in chesed and mitzvahs. Being a Torah observant Jew is the first answer. Then what we do as a job to make money could come afterwards. But really, kihim chayinu v'orech yamenu, what we say in davening, what we say in nighttime, in marav, is that they are our sustenance. They are our life force. Just as the Gemara talks about bread, the main staple of a meal, and how it has to be baked in an oven by itself is the way to really have bread. Bread is the main sustenance, the main aspect of a food, of a meal, and that's the main thing. And you make hamotzi because that trumps everything else. So too, in your life, you should realize that Torah trumps everything else. Torah is what should come first. Torah should be your main occupation, and everything else could come after that. Always make sure to be koveya itim la Torah, however much you can, throughout all your days, and realize everything else should revolve around how you could fit Torah in, and then everything else can fall into place. Of course, with taking responsibilities as a spouse and dealing with children and everything else as well into your life every single day. Join us next time as we talk Pesachim 38 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.